Thursday of the second week of Lent. First reading is Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 5 to 10. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in human beings, who seeks his strength in flesh, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He is like a barren bush in the desert, that enjoys no change of season, but stands in a lava waste, a salt and empty earth. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is the Lord. He is like a tree planted beside the waters, that stretches its roots to the stream. It fears not the heat when it comes. Its leaves stay green. In the year of drought, it shows no distress, but still bears fruit. More tortuous than all else is the human heart. Beyond remedy, who can understand it? I, the Lord alone, probe the mind and test the heart to reward everyone according to his ways, according to the merit of his deeds. The word of the Lord. Dear family, to say it, cursed is the man who trusts in human beings means when we trust in human beings above God, that would be the problem. When we put our trust in anything, even in ourselves, above God, and perhaps we don't do it directly and consciously, but in practice, if we make decisions, if we discern things without first going to prayer and waiting upon the Lord for guidance, we are really trusting in ourselves more, or trusting in other people more than we do in God. So let us now go to the Gospel, Luke 16, verses 19 to 31. Jesus said to the Pharisees, there was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen, and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. And from the netherworld, he was in torment. He raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames. Abraham replied, my child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from coming who might wish to go from our side to yours, or from your side to ours. He said, then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment. But Abraham replied, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them. He said, "Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent." Then Abraham said, "If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, notice that this is a parable of Jesus to the Pharisees, who thought themselves to be very religious and very observant. They are also the ones to whom Jesus addressed the story of the prodigal son, to help them see that they were behaving like the older brother, self-righteous, who did not have the heart of God the Father. And so in both parables, the theme is we need to have the heart of God the Father. And the one who perfectly does is Jesus. Now notice that in this parable, the rich man did no wrong to Lazarus. He didn't abuse him, he did not kick him. We see nothing done to Lazarus. And so the sin is one of total negligence, total disregard. And that is enough for this rich man to go to hell. So sometimes we say, "I haven't done anything wrong, I'm a good person, I keep within boundaries." But the question is, do you love? Is your heart the heart of the Father? And so this rich man, he lived a life of opulence, eating banquets every day, and he completely was oblivious to the poor man at his door. Even the dogs were more charitable than him, because they came at least and licked the sores of Lazarus. And so they each go to their destiny, one to heaven, the other one to hell. From hell, the rich man pleads, "At least send Lazarus to my brothers, because if they see someone resurrected from the dead, then they will believe." But you see, Jesus is addressing a very concrete reality. Jesus had risen Lazarus from the dead, the brother of Martha and Mary, the son of the widow also. And the Pharisees still did not believe. And very soon, Jesus will be crucified and then he will rise from the dead. What is Jesus saying? These events are going to happen to you. He's forewarning them. And still, sadly enough, they were obstinate and did not receive the grace from the Lord. So, dear family, look at the reality of the world today. So much need, so much poverty, leprosy, hunger. It's devastating millions of people. Do we care? Are they our brothers and sisters? Are we in solidarity with the missionaries that are out there in the trenches seeking to alleviate this horrendous situation and, most of all, sharing the love of the Father, bringing people into Christ? This is also our mission. So the gospel today is calling us to be like the Father, like Jesus, seeking to reach out to those who are around us and those who are far. God bless you.